Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
To the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer. I'm Jennifer Horn, in for Mike Horn today. And what a pleasure it is to be sitting next to the man, the myth, the legend himself during Super Bowl week, the amazing Fred Dreyer.
We're only a couple of days away.
We are.
Whatever date you want to talk about. But we're good. I want to thank you for joining us.
We're going to have a big show today.
Yeah, your dad is feeling a little...
Well, he's got some laryngitis.
He's got laryngitis.
This poor guy. Imagine a radio guy. It's like a fate worse than death when you can't speak. And there he is, all knocked out for the Super Bowl. But I'll tell you, Super Bowl 56 is coming up, Fred Dreyer. And we are going to spend the hour. We're going to do some sports news, but we're going to be joined for the full hour by someone very close to you. The great Vince Ferragamo. You guys played together on the Rams. Can't wait to hear about your experiences this week. Now more than ever, maybe the best time to talk about them.
Well, Vin and I were teammates on the Rams for 4 years. And then he was in and out of the league for a while up in Canada, Montreal, so forth and so on. And he'll explain his background to you so you understand it. But Vince will be here with us and to comment on these two new quarterbacks. I think Vinny is a Burrow fan.
Okay.
And which makes sense. Young up and coming guy. And then we've got Stafford, the Rams quarterback.
Yep.
That's kind of under the pressure scope.
Brand new, first year in L.A.
First year in L.A., and he's got a real good team. I picked the Rams to win.
Right out of the gate, I like that.
If they follow through and do what they should be doing, control the line scrimmage, that type of stuff. But it should be a real good game. But there's always holding out for some fantastic play.
The Super Bowl for crying out loud. Well, odds makers agree with you. They say that the Rams are favored by about 4 points. We've got complete coverage of the big game, plus our special guest, Vince Ferragamo, from formerly of the Los Angeles Rams, joins us in the Sports Lounge.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. And it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents, as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit gocreon.com. That's G-O-C-R-E-O-N.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. I don't believe God intended for us to be old and sick. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the immune system. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking a healthy immune system. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. Bring your body back to balance. Order now and receive free shipping and a free bottle of my smooth.
Get your body back in pH balance with Balance7.com. Balance 7 unlocks the immune system. Your body will respond in a wondrous way. Your energy level will go up, joint discomfort will be reduced, and heartburn no longer a problem. We have a 100% money-back guarantee. You have everything to gain. If you're sick and you don't want to be, Balance 7 is the answer. If you're healthy and want to stay healthy, Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com. That's Balance7.com. Use the code word BALANCE and get free shipping. Balance7.com. That's Balance7.com.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to our listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Special. Get deep discounts on MyPillow mattress toppers, towels, and so much more. For example, Mike is offering a buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special for a buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. Enter my promo code, works for me, for these great specials. Go to MyPillow.com and enter my promo code, works for me. I'm Fred Dreyer, and believe me, this deal really does work for me.
Welcome back. It is the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer. I'm Jennifer Horn, in for Michael Horn today, and what a treat it is. It is Super Bowl week. Are you ready for the big game? Super Bowl 56, the Los Angeles Rams versus the Cincinnati Bengals. And joining us for, as Larry King would say, the full hour, Fred Dreyer.
The full hour.
The full hour is our friend Vince Ferragamo, a former teammate of Fred Dreyer. Gosh, I wish I could have been there to watch you guys play. He is a football sensation. Started out in high school all the way to college at Cal State Berkeley, and then on to play for the Rams, scoring 30 touchdowns, tied for the second most in the NFL. He's also now quite the Renaissance man with his hands in the wine business, Ferragamo Manecco Vineyard. Is up in Santa Maria, and he joins us right now. Vince Ferragamo, thanks for being with us on the Sports Lounge.
Thanks, guys. Freddie, man, I tell you what, Jennifer's got a beautiful sounding voice, doesn't she? So much better than Michael.
Especially today, Vince, because he's got laryngitis. So you're lucky. Vince, it's so nice to have you here. What's on your this week? Fred has already come out of the gate, and he says that he thinks the Rams are on track to beat the Cincinnati Bengals. We're going to talk about some other sports stuff going on, and of course the game, but just your initial thoughts about this matchup between the Bengals and the Rams.
Well, I think Freddie's on to something. I think Fred's speaking from the defensive side of things. The
well,
Rams
defense and been, offense, Vinny. All
defense
in.
And offense.
Yeah, all in.
Exactly. Well, you know, the defense is always the part of the game that wins the championships. And you know, going back when Freddie and I went to the Super Bowl, is the fact that we had one of the most prolific defenses in football that year, and so you know we were destined to go. And it's so much the same this year. I mean, their defense has been playing lights out. They've been pressuring the quarterbacks. They've got after Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got after the Arizona team, which I didn't think deserved to be in the playoffs the way they were playing. And then, you know, San Francisco, they were able to come up big at San Francisco. So
yeah, I was surprised at San Francisco, to tell you the truth. I thought San Francisco would beat them, but they played when they had to play. And of course, they counted on some of the mistakes that San Francisco made. But the two best teams, I think, are here.
I have to agree with that. And it's going to be a good game, you know, to you know, quarterbacks that took different roads to get to the Super Bowl. You know, we have the young Joe Burrow from Ohio, who came out, went to LSU, then won the national championship. Now he's in the Super Bowl after 2 years.
You like him, don't you? You like him, don't you, Ben?
I really do, Fred, because, you know, what I see in him is he's kind of like the Joe Cool kind of quarterback. I mean, nothing really seems to bother him or get under his nerves.
There's a little Vinny Ferragamo, you know, in there.
Well,
a little Vinny Ferragamo.
Guys around me, man. So it was, you know, but he's, I think he feels so much more comfortable now that he's got Ja'Marr Chase, kid that he threw to at LSU. They won the national championship there.
Yeah, he's terrific. Yeah, he's a great player.
You know, and this guy's a big play kind of player. I mean, he can take a quick screen and run 60 yards for it. So he's shifty. He's tough to tackle in the open field. But, you know, the Rams have their fair share of great receivers too. So, you know, and it's going to be a coaching duel because these two coaches have worked together, Fred. And, you know, it's like, you know, McVay's not up against Belichick. He's up against Zach Taylor, and you know they both know each other pretty well, so we'll see what happens.
Everybody in this league, Vinny, as you know, everybody knows everybody. It's not a mistake when teams get on a roll. They know everybody. They know the personnel. The only thing that would I think throw this thing in Cincinnati's favor would be that if some unforeseen injury or something were happening on the Rams side or defensively or on the offense for Cincinnati. I just think that Rams have too much at the line of scrimmage for Cincinnati. I think their defense, the Ram defense, is really coming up onto their camshaft, as they say. And they're really they're really ready to go. And I don't think that the offensive line for Cincinnati is their strong suit. Not that they're bad. They're in the Super Bowl. But I think the matchups, per se, Von Miller and Aaron Donald, they got a lot of people out there that match up real well against what Cincinnati does.
Vince Ferragamo.
Go ahead.
I was just going to reset and say Vince Ferragamo is our guest all hour long with Fred Dreyer. You guys played together on the Rams. Vince, you also played, of course, on the Buffalo Bills for the Green Bay Packers. Fred, you played for the New York Giants. This week, and I would ask both of you this question, what is this week like for a player who is getting ready for what is the biggest game of their life? Obviously, you don't want to feel the pressure. It's a big party week. Of course, LA is a buzz already with Super Bowl fever. But what is it like for the players? Do you draw yourself back? Do you put yourself out there? Vince, we'll start with you. And then, Fred, I'm curious to know your answer as well.
Well, I think these two teams, if one team has more pressure, it would be Los Angeles Rams because of the experience and what they have at stake because of their trades that they made in the most recent last year. So, but I think Cincinnati come into town, you know, their take is basically this is our final game. This is a game we deserve to be there. We're going to take what got us there. Kind of the way we played and we got ready to play Pittsburgh. It was, you know, we weren't going to back down. They're going to give it their best shot. They feel very confident coming in because the teams they beat some really good teams in the playoffs. I mean, nobody expects them to get through Kansas City, let alone Tennessee. And then, you know, the Raiders, I think that was up for grabs. But the way they've played, you know, in the playoffs, and now they're getting ready. And what they do, which is kind of alarming for the Rams, is that they can put pressure on the quarterback with the front four, just rushing four guys. And Freddie knows how important that is because guys can drop back in coverage. And if you can get pressure on the quarterback, that hasn't been the Rams' strong suit this year. I mean, they've thrown great under pressure when teams blitz them, and they don't blitz much at all. So I think they'll follow that game plan.
Well, Vinny, for that one brief moment that you touched on, a lot of what's going to happen, I think, the reason I think that the Rams are going to win is I think they're going to go to a five-man defensive line against Burrow, just like, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers did against the Rams when they beat the Rams in the Super Bowl that they were in. They rushed five people, three right up the gut, and then they'll send Von Miller off the edge, but I think if you push five men in Burrow's face, it doesn't give him a lot of time to throw the football. He's going to wind up throwing it off his back foot, and he's going to be all over the place. So I think that's one of the key elements that the Rams have.
you know, one of those prop bets that you probably want to bet, well, will there be more than five sacks? And I think you'd kind of want to check that box.
Oh, yeah, I think
yes on be. That. Good.
I think it's going to happen.
This is like insider trading for me in here. You guys keep talking.
It's actually a five-man line. That gives six people, he's going to have to get the ball out quick, which means it'll be short routes, right, Vin? I mean, if he doesn't have enough time to throw the ball down the field, that's for sure.
Well, you know what? As long as when they pressure this quarterback, I mean, this quarterback is so nifty, Fred, that if they give him just the slightest alley to get up in there, mm-hmm. he's going to step up. Because most quarterbacks right. have great success when they step up in the pocket. It's right. when they can't step up is where quarterbacks break down a little bit. So if there's an alley that he can take, he's going to take it, and he'll run it. He's not afraid to take off and run the ball either. So that kind of break down the defense somewhat. But I think just on defense as well, Fred, that the Bengals are pretty versatile on defense. They showed how to stop the run against Tennessee. I saw them do some split six, and I haven't seen that in a long time out in the field. And then they run bear defense. So
yeah,
they don't do
right.
it much. But yeah. if they have to step up there and stop a run, they'll do it.
Yeah, they're good. This is going to be interesting to see the matchups and the defensive line, offensive line play, and that's what I really enjoy, you know.
Sports Lounge fans, are you loving this? I mean, how fun is this? We are the fly on the wall of the conversation between two football legends, the great Vince Ferragamo, the great Fred Dreyer. For the full hour, we are going to unpack this game from prop bets to what needs to be done. Maybe even some of the commercials and some of the narratives that have come out early.
You never know what's going to happen over here, that's for sure.
Vince Ferragamo in with us today. It's a Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968, 800-817-2968, 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Sports Lounge. I am your host today, Fred Dreyer. Our good friend Mike Horn is out on assignment. I know he's out there somewhere, Mike, wherever you are. We miss you. Can't wait. I'm here with Jennifer Horn, the lovely Jennifer Horn. We were talking with Vince Ferragamo, my good teammate, from 1977 to 1980 with the Los Angeles Rams. We shared a Super Bowl together. And we're here talking about this year's Super Bowl. And we were talking about defense, Vinny. We were talking about defense. Yeah. We're talking about what a quarterback has to face. You know, what do you think that Joe Burrow, knowing him as much as you do and having a great deal of respect for his skills, what do you think their strong suit is against the Ram defense?
Well, Freddie, like any other quarterback, you really have to, you know, study your opponent and really know what their strengths and if they have any weaknesses, try to exploit those. But you know, when you're going against a pass rush, and when you guys played, you and Jack Youngblood at the two ends, and then you had guys in the middle like Mike Fanning, Larry Brooks, Cody Jones. You know, those guys, I mean, when you're a quarterback, you don't want to face that kind of defense every week. I mean, you couldn't make a living facing that defense. And it's just it's the way they operate on defense and is a mark of a great team. And as a quarterback, when you look at that, you can look at the front, and then you look and you say, "Wow, you know, these guys get after the quarterback. They're focused. They're determined. They're going to come." But you have to blot that out of your mind as a quarterback, because then now you have to rely on your offensive line to protect, and they have to do their job. So, you know, it's like Joe Burrow. What he brings to the table is something really kind of special, because there's not too many quarterbacks who get sacked 9 times in one game and come back and
right.
win.
Right. Yeah, that's where I was going.
So it's like, how do you do that? So, I mean, it's just his makeup, Freddie. He's accurate. He's a student of the game. He's beyond his years in his mental approach, because he's only in his second year. And so he really understands. He's visually, he sees the whole field. He can see everything real fast, and he makes quick decisions. And that just comes with, you know, just being programmed.
When you watch Burrow, or any quarterback, but certainly Joe Burrow, when you watch him, you can tell he's got something extra by how quickly he takes in information, deciphers it,
right,
and makes his decision. You know, that's
how
I know defensively, that's what you know, defensive linemen look for. That's what our safeties look at, certainly our secondary people. But I want to be able to see what he sees, and the only way I can really do that is by understanding, you know, the circumstances, down and distance, the personnel that's in the game, so forth and so on. An example was when Terry Bradshaw had the Steelers in the Super Bowl against us, Vin, we realized that they wanted to run the ball. Well, the thing we had to do was take away their ability to do that. So we did that, forcing him into throwing the ball, because they're great. And I'll tell you a little funny story I just remembered. There was a TV timeout, and I'm standing on the field, and Terry's in the huddle, and he looks over the sideline to see the coach. And their coach is standing there, and he's waving him over. "Come on, Terry, get over here." So Terry kind of like walks off the field. He passes me. And this was at a point in the game where the Rams were up. I think it's about the third quarter. And we were up in the quarter. And the game was not going according to the way Pittsburgh wanted it to go. They wanted to keep the ball on the ground, but there was no way they could do it. So when he walked by me, headed to the Chuck Noll on the sideline, I just said, so what do you think, Terry? Are you going to pull out you gonna pull out the kitchen? Are we gonna see the kitchen sink here? Is that what we're gonna do? We're gonna see the kitchen sink. He goes, hell, I don't know what the hell we're gonna do. So he walks off the sideline and goes over to Chuck Noll, and they're buzzing and bowsing and stuff. And they came back, and later on, what they did was I gleaned from years of talking to people. They went. Instead of all this play pass, it didn't do any good if you can't run. There's no use to running play passes. So
wasn't effective.
Yeah, he went. He just said, you know, we're gonna dust off a couple of deep pass patterns to get back in this game and take control of it. And they did, and they hit these two passes right at the right time. And it was. I appreciated it as a football player, but I didn't like it as a football player, if you know what I mean. but it was a lot of information that you were in on to decipher exactly how they were able to take what was eventually, you know, a beating on the ground to turn it back into a victory through the air.
Freddie, you shouldn't have said anything to Terry Pratchett. He walked by you. Kind of like motivated him. So what are you going to do next?
Yeah, no, the whole game, I was talking to him. The whole game. But if you got a good team like that in a position where they don't know what to do with you defensively, then, you know, that's a great thing. And Jack and I, Jack, you have to understand, Jack Youngblood played defensive end with a broken leg.
Mm-hmm.
So what eventually was their adjustment to the Ram front was they slid their pass protection my way. So they singled Jack, and then they just went down the road, and they wound up pushing the extra lineman out toward me. So Jack was under the gun. I was trying to figure out how to get away from two people or one people or how many people they had over there, and they just hit their spots, and it was a real interesting adjustment that was made. It was a fantastic afternoon. We lost, but it was still a fantastic afternoon. So I got to think that somewhere down the road, you know, you're going to see, you're going to see Joe Burrow, even the Matthew Stafford to a degree. They're going to move people away from where they want to go. Both can read the defenses very well. Joe Burrow is quick and easy on the trigger. So we'll see what happens there.
You know, as you were talking, Freddie, I'm thinking as a quarterback, and put myself in quarterback shoes back there. It's all about how you manipulate and what adjustments you make on the move. And so, but I look at Joe Burrow as when I see him, you know, analyze the field, I watch his eye movements, and he's always thinking 1, 2, 3 options mm-hmm. at the same time. Mm-hmm. Always has maybe his first option, but he's got a second and third choice just handy right at the spur of the moment. So he's always thinking down the road. I think that what makes sets him apart from most other quarterbacks.
Right.
And, his accuracy is off the charts. He throws the ball very accurate. He can throw deep. He can throw short.
He's got a great relationship.
He doesn't have the arm like Josh Allen.
He's got a great relationship with that kid from LSU.
Yeah, Jamar Chase. Yeah.
Jamar Chase.
Let's talk about the quarterbacks here, because Vince Ferragamo's with us. Fred Dreyer, of course, it's a Sports Lounge. And by the way, tune in. We are streaming right now on Facebook. You can tweet Fred at Fred_Dreyer and FredDreyerShow.com to see the live feed of this. But Vince, how do you think, and Fred, your comments on this too, how has Matt Stafford really fit in with the Rams this year? There's a lot of pressure on him. First year on the team, he's done very well so far fitting in. But what is going through his mind in the week leading up to the Super Bowl to make sure that he can bring home a championship ring for Los Angeles?
To get him, I think, Freddie, you know, and Jennifer, beginning,
mm-hmm.
The two draft picks, two number one draft picks and a third, I believe. And, you know, they did likewise with Von Miller and also to get Odell Beckham. So, but I think the move to get Matthew Stafford, when I saw him in training camp for his first year with the Rams here this last spring and summer, is the fact that, you know, he could throw every kind of pass. He was very accurate on the deep balls. I felt he threw the deep ball pretty well. And obviously, you know, he has shown that, and that's what he was able to do in Detroit as well. But he brought a leadership, I thought, to this team that, you know, was in dire need. No, nothing to speak bad about Jared Goff, because I thought he was a good quarterback as well. It's just that he just had more experience and was better in taking control of situations and throwing under pressure.
He wasn't right for the system, McVay's system, was he, Vinny?
Yeah, I think because the way they like to, you know, manipulate things at the line of scrimmage, and they're all on the same wavelength as far as the play calling ability. I think he's one that could just take charge at the line of scrimmage. And I like what he does under center too, Fred. You know,
mm-hmm.
so he's a good quarterback under center, and that's what makes their play action pass so effective. But he can just drop back in the pocket and stay right there and hang with the best of them. So that's been, I think, the thing that's really set him apart since he's joined the Rams, and they've had so much success with him throwing right from the pocket.
Well, look, Vinny, hold on. You can hold on there with us, can't you?
Sure.
Hold on, and what we're going to do is we're going to step away for a little bit, take a break, and when we come back, we'll be here with Jennifer, Fred Dreyer, and Vince Ferragamo. Stay right there.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Right now, sports betting is the fastest growing industry in the world. To consistently cash tickets at the sports books, it's best to be armed with the right plays from the best sports bettors in the business. That's what you'll get at AgainstTheNumber.com. At AgainstTheNumber.com, you'll get specialists with decades of experience betting multiple sports at a high level and many sports-specific packages, from the NFL to college basketball to cricket to soccer to the European Tour, that gives you a consistent edge on the sportsbook. For a highly skilled, reasonably priced team of premium sports handicappers focused on one thing and one thing only, beating the books at their own game. Visit AgainstTheNumber.com.
That's AgainstTheNumber.com.
Fever is the leading symptom of COVID and the flu, and the only way to reliably detect fever is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Be sure to seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Hi, Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for fur babies. If you think it's been hard being stuck at home for a year, think about your dog. It's been 7 years for them, and they deserve to get out and sniff the world too. So grab Daisy, Ranger, or Doodles and hit the road. But be sure to stick your head out the window and look for a Motel 6. And like all pets, Baxter stays free. Hot dog. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Welcome back. It is the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer. I'm Jennifer Horn, in for Michael Horn today. And joining us in the hot seat with Fred Dreyer, his buddy, played the Super Bowl with him in 1980. Vince Ferragamo is here. Football star, and you know him from the LA Rams. You know him from the Green Bay Packers, the Buffalo Bills. And what you may not know is that Vince Ferragamo is now a winemaker. If you want some Sangiovese, if you want some Cabernet, let me tell you, you need it for this football game. You're going to need it. You want to go to VinceFerragamoVineyards.com, and maybe we'll have some time to sneak in a wine question or two for you, Vince. But let's get back to a question from Bernard in Ottawa. He is in our chat room right now, and he wanted to know how you deal with all of the stuff going around you. He said, how hectic was that Super Bowl in 1980? Now, I would imagine the games are much more hectic today because of all the noise and the crazy electronics. But, Vince, let's start with you. How hectic was it for you playing in the Super Bowl? And do you think it's even maybe more difficult for players today?
Well, we didn't have social media back in those days. So, I mean, we weren't influenced by all the comments that you hear on LinkedIn and all the different, social mechanisms they have to spread the word. But it's just the media, fascination for this game, because there's so much attention and people want interviewing people and they want a certain take on certain subjects. And, you know, people from all around come and are interested in this game. So it's a huge game that I think that, deserves a lot of attention, obviously, but it's something that the players, just have to be aware of. I mean, there's more attention to this game than any game they'll ever play. And it's just the excitement, the motivation that you'll have leading up to the game, who you're going to be playing, and, just the epitome of playing, in the National Football League. That's what it's all about. So you just have to kind of be able to compartmentalize everything that you do in preparation for this game, but knowing that you have to devote time to the media because it's such a big
part
game.
Of it. And you know, Fred called you Joe Cool earlier. And Fred, I would ask you this: I know you on a personal level. I'm blessed to have you as one of my closest friends, and I know you like to focus in when you're doing something. You like to really focus. I have not been to SoFi Stadium yet in Inglewood, but I know the home of the Super Bowl has been called one of the loudest places on the planet. Like, it is very loud at SoFi Stadium. Is that a distraction, or does that help a player when they're on the field?
Well, if you're visiting like Joe Burrow is, it will be a problem for him.
Yeah.
And normally, it's always, every stadium is loud. Depends on what the degree is. But Joe Burrow will no doubt, and if they've got a real good center, huh, Vinny? If you have a good center who understands the cadence, who understands how to control the game without audio, he has to be able to come up to the line of scrimmage. He'll break out of the huddle. They come up to the line of scrimmage, and the quarterback will either be under or behind, and it'll be up to him to decide. If there's a lot of noise, it's up to the center to sit down and kind of look to the left and the right and just snap the ball. So everybody's going to have to be ready on a snap count, on a visual snap count. Right, Vin?
Well, that's true. It's a silent count that you have to go on, Freddie, and we have to just rely on the reaction of you know, the guy next to you. So the center, you saw what happened in Tampa Bay when he snapped the ball over Matthew Stafford's head. I mean, he wasn't ready for the ball, and that got pretty loud there at that point in time. And so, you know, that can be a problem, but it's communication. It's been very, you know, you just have to be just right on top of things.
Let me ask you something. When, you know, and for your personal experiences, those types of things should never happen. You know, they should not happen because you're preparing, in this case, 2 weeks, but you're preparing every week for a new opponent, and you're preparing against things just like that. The one thing out of the blue, like we talked about, you know, the Rams are favored and they kind of should win the game, we feel, and unless something odd happens, something like a center making a mistake, snapping the ball over your head, putting it in the end zone, the opposing team recovers it, makes a touchdown. And those types of things are those human errors that should be coached out of a team by the time the game starts.
That's true. And you have to all be on the same page. And if it's, you know, but the quarterback has final say-so when he wants the ball delivered. Right. A lot of times they're fighting the clock, and so as the clock ticks down close to zero, they have to get the ball off. And there's been nobody better than Aaron Rodgers in that situation. I mean, he always takes the clock all the way down to the last potential second. And so he's just very confident at that and knowing how to work the clock. And so that's one of the quarterback's jobs, Fred, that a lot of people overlook. And, you know, if you don't get the play called in enough time, you got to call your own play.
Yeah.
You know, stick your head in the huddle and call play.
Now,
you know,
Vince,
because if you – they have to digest that play.
Yeah. We were talking – Fred and I had a little conversation before the show and want to bring you into this. Fred brought up something that I think is so interesting from his perspective as a player. You were talking about the media, kind of this love-hate relationship with the media. You need them, but you also don't want to stay too engaged with them. If you do, you get distracted. It becomes a mess. The media headlines for this Super Bowl, Fred Dreyer, have been all about security, security threats, terrorist threats. Everybody's, we need more police, more FBI in town. How does that affect the fun of the game, first of all, the psyche of the fans, and of course, the players?
Well, it's a very good subject matter, and Vinny, I don't know about you, but you know, there's certain things that are going on right now that I understand that I don't have to see, if you know what I mean. You know, we know that these things are going on. One of the things that is going on in the new era of football and sports is the negative attention that is being brought upon the players and upon the fan base due to things such as terrorism, such as, you know, the social explosion today of smash and grab culture and the mentality of just how sharp and violent everyday life has become. And when you set a Super Bowl inside that soup, you know you don't know what you're gonna get, and so I'm curious to see how each franchise protects itself and makes sure that you've got a line of communication. There's a fan conglomeration, social media mentality, you know, where somehow the fans are so loaded to speak back to the Super Bowl event through social media that you wind up having them affect how the authorities and how teams are preparing for the game.
Well, yeah, there's so much that circulates around a sporting event like the Super Bowl, and you know what we saw last week, the incident that happened in the parking lot, which is very unfortunate because, you know, a fan can't even bring his own colors to the game, and you have to be able to enjoy the game and just let it be as a football contest, not a personal contest. And you can't let politics enter into the football game, because it just damages sports. People have to go out and have a good time, have fun. It's an entertainment. It's entertaining the fans. You know, your team, you can root for your team. Are they always going to win? No, they're not always going to win. But, you know, you shouldn't be prevented from rooting for your team and being a fanatical about your colors of what you want to wear to the game. So that's all part of the game. So, but yeah, it's, there's a lot of security that goes on. Obviously, they have to check everybody before they enter. They've been vaccinated or they have a negative test.
I don't necessarily.
I mean, all those kind of things.
Yeah, I don't. I agree, but I don't necessarily mean about the virus. I'm talking about how lethal and how dangerous the everyday culture is. You know, I'm talking about people.
Yeah, and
I'm talking about people who were sucker punching people up in the upper decks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
There's no room for that, Fred. You know that.
No. We understand all that. Yeah. It's just that it does exist, and you know, with 75,000 people in, there's going to be people. You know, what kind of incident are we braced for? And that's what this is all about.
Yeah, the security becomes the story rather than the game. I mean, if you watch local news in Los Angeles right now, every newscast is starting with the security, talking about the security issues and making sure everything is good for the Super Bowl. No credible threats is a story one day. And it's interesting how that almost usurps the power of talking about the matchup, of talking about the teams that are playing, the stuff that's going around the Super Bowl, because now we're kind of stuck in this, you called it soup, of having to worry about the fact that everybody needs to be safe at these games, when that should really be a given, unfortunately.
Yeah, you want to be able to bring.
Yeah, you don't want to see it overshadow the game. I agree with you guys.
Yeah, you don't want to. You don't want to have to be on your way to the game with your son or your daughter and realize, hey, wait a minute, I may have outthought myself here. Maybe I shouldn't bring my family to the game.
And you hope that's
this
not.
I'll tell you, you know, there's going to be, you know, this is going to be a rough crowd. You know,
hopefully not.
No, I know. But when I say rough, I mean it from a standpoint in every aspect.
Of course.
You know, I mean, there's going to be a male demographic there that's going to speak up.
Let's do an all ladies Super Bowl. I would be there for that. Oh, man, Vince Ferragamo is our guest.
You have to have a zero tolerance.
Yeah, exactly.
Zero tolerance. If there's an incident, you're out.
Exactly you're out. Right. No messing around.
You blow $10,000-$15,000 on a ticket. So,
well, and that's the thing. That's why I think it's going to be okay. The people who afford to go are going to want to stay in that seat they paid $10,000 for. Vince Ferragamo is our guest. It's a Sports Lounge with Fred Dreher. Got to ask you about some of these prop bets. There's a story out this week that says 31.5 million Americans are going to bet on the Super Bowl. As former players yourself, does this add to the pressure when you know people have like their life savings riding on your every move? Vince, we'll start with you on that. 31.5 million Americans betting on this game.
Well, you know, gambling is all part of sport today.
It is.
Apparently, I mean, with horse racing and you see it now with athletics and with professional and college teams. But, you know, my take is for enjoyment. I mean, if you enjoy it, as long as you don't get carried away with it, you don't spend your life savings on a bet. I mean, that's kind of ridiculous because it is a gamble, and you don't want to gamble your life savings away. But, you know, you can have a little fun with it. I mean, you see so much now of the fantasy football and people betting fantasy games and having their own team and enjoy that for enjoyment.
It's a lot of fun. And, Vince, you told me lots of sacks, so I'm going to go with that. And, Fred, what color will the Gatorade be?
Right.
It's going to be orange.
Orange. All right. So I got my orange Gatorade. I'm betting on that. A lot of sacks from you, Vince.
Lime green Gatorade.
I'm ready for it. All right. We're going to wrap things up. Vince Ferragamo is here. It is the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreher. Join us at FredDreherShow.com. And, of course, you can follow Fred at Fred_Dreher. We'll talk about contacting Vince as well as the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreher continues.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer. I'm Jennifer Horn in for Michael Horn today. We welcome back in our special guest. He's been here the whole show, and what a treat it has been. Vince Ferragamo is here playing the Super Bowl with our very own Fred Dreyer in 1980, and now a fabulous winemaker. You think wine is only made in Napa or Sonoma? Please. Delicious wine is made in Orange, California. Orange Park Acres is the place. Vince Ferragamo Vineyards. Vince, I have to ask you. I had to usurp my power of the mic over Fred Dreyer, and I have to ask about the perfect pairing. What wine should we be watching with, or you drinking, while we watch the Super Bowl on Sunday?
Well, it depends. If you want to get things started in the right way, you probably want to drink a sparkling Prosecco kind of wine to start the preseason, the pre-practice, pre-game stuff.
And then,
you know, have a nice white wine. And if you're going to eat something with it, maybe a nice Super Tuscan, maybe a Caressa J would be great.
Ooh, I like this.
Put a plug in for real wine.
I think that's pretty good. And you can get Vince's wines, and you should. Check out the website, VinceFerragamoVineyards.com. You can figure out how to get the wine. Beautiful label, a huge array of wines. I've heard that the Sangiovese and the Cabernet Sauvignon, very special. So I can't wait to try those. VinceFerragamoVineyards.com.
Now, Vinny, now tomorrow I'm meeting you at your house, right?
Right, and we're gonna go to the sold out youth foundation. Ready?
Yeah, that thing's
Vince, what's your address?
Thanks
no, I'm just
kids.
Kidding. Don't answer that.
Yeah, they sold that out. That's great. I feel good for Roman. Roman Gabriel Jr. is the third, is actually putting this on. And but I've got your directions to your house, and you're going to be back at the house around 3 o'clock. Yeah, 3:30.
Right, and then we're going to leave to go with Roman for a couple hours.
I'm wearing a tux,
and,
I'm going to be.
Forget Friday, the Merlin Olsen luncheon.
No, no.
Now, what time should I be there, guys? What time do you want me to get there?
We're going to stay up. As long as you get drunk and you show up. We're going to stay up all night, and then we're going to drive right over to the JW Marriott on Friday.
I love it. I'm with you guys. I'm with the band. Vince Ferragamo Vineyards is the place to find all of the delicious wines from Vince Ferragamo. And we cannot wait to get a wrap-up on the Super Bowl from both of you. Vince Ferragamo, thank you for being with us.
Thanks so much, Jennifer.
Thanks, Vin. I'll see you tomorrow.
So much fun. Don't forget,
enjoy the week. Enjoy the Super Bowl.
Happy Super Bowl. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. That's a place to email Fred. FredDreyerShow.com. We will chat with you next week. Thanks for joining us. It's a Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer.